Oh, boy.
Christmas time means Christmas music.
So I know some people hate Christmas music. Some people love it.
Only the worst people hate it. I, myself, am a huge fan.
You are?
Yeah.
I hadn't heard.
Can you believe it?
She listens to Hallmark Channel or the Christmas music all the time.
Well,
also, somebody texting in, by the way, because Violetta has a love for Hallmark channels.
Yeah.
630 says, my cable company has two Hallmark channels. Love those movies.
Wow.
Could you imagine? Would you ever leave your house if you had two Hallmark channels?
No, I almost found it difficult to nap before the show today because there was a pretty good one on. I just watched a little clip, but you can't just watch a little clip. You get addicted, and then you can kind of guess what's going to happen next.
Right.
So you have to see if you're right. Got to wait to the end and see if you're right.
So I figured I'd budge a little bit. I said, all right. Thanksgiving's over. I know a lot of people complain when they hear the Christmas music before Thanksgiving's even over. So Thanksgiving's over.
Yes, yeah, so
said,
now
okay.
Finally we
I said,
can enjoy
fine.
It.
Violetta put together, DJ Violetta over here, put together her top five Christmas song playlist.
Yeah.
How long did it take you to make this playlist?
It was really hard. I'm not going to lie to you. It was difficult because I enjoy so many different themes and songs and...
Mm-hmm.
Putting it just five really limited me. And then I'm like, people are going to judge me on the five that I pick. So I want them to.
So you put a
like,
lot of thought in this. I thought when I said, hey, maybe just put together a playlist that would take you like, I don't know, 60 seconds to do. But this
no,
was like.
No, it took me like 4 days.
Yeah. Sorry about
and
that.
And I still wanted to change the fifth one. I was like, dang it, I don't know which one I should put.
All right, we're not going to play all the entirety of the song, but we're going to give people an
just
idea of what Violetta's jamming out to in her car when she's not listening to WGN, of course.
Mm-hmm,
so
mm-hmm.
She has a top five list here. I'm going to let you just take this away. You can introduce the song, play a snippet of it, and then I want you to sort of explain why you love that Christmas song.
Okay, so first we're starting off with, just play the clip for
how
the first
how many notes
one.
Do you have there? Oh my God.
So this is Christmas.
Okay. Classic.
I actually don't even know who this one's by, maybe.
What? It's on the sheet here.
Oh, I don't have the sheet. Can you see that?
Oh my God.
Okay, so this is by John Lennon. And, I mean, you can't really get past that first, the intro when they whisper to each other, Merry Christmas, God.
That was creepy to me.
No,
that came
wonderful.
Out of nowhere.
I love a good whisper.
So how much of this do we have to listen to?
I mean, just feel it, Kevin. The old and the young. That's what Christmas is all about. Brings everyone together. It's peaceful.
Strong.
Yeah, it's a classic, and it's peaceful. And also, the way they say this is going to be a good one, it's like this Christmas, I think everyone kind of builds it up. Every year it's something different, but it's the same. And you're always, every year, you're like, wow, I can't believe it's Christmas time already.
What's your next song?
Okay, next up on the list, we have Do They Know It's Christmas by Band-Aid. This is the 1984 version. Christmas time.
This is a good one.
Yeah.
I forgot about this one.
This is like a snap along swing, kind of gets that choir feeling.
Violetta's dancing in the Allstate Showcase studio per usual. Normally I can see her in our screens we have in all of our studios. I look into the traffic department and Violetta's dancing every time there's a song she likes on the Rokan show.
I like them
so
all.
So see that hasn't changed even when you're hosting.
Chair dancing.
Chair dancing, yeah. Sort of a half dance.
Yeah.
She's not up on the table or anything like that. At least not now.
No, not now. Well,
that's
so
number two.
That's number two. Why I like this song is because it kind of feels like it's bringing everyone together. And Christmas isn't about presents to me.
Mm-hmm.
Christmas is about volunteering, about getting out
and just
there.
Like Thanksgiving, consuming as many calories as possible.
Another good quote. Yeah, chocolate, hot chocolate. It's a classic.
Now, there's a lot of seafood in the Christmas department. So that's what
really?
I really look forward to. That and a lot of the beef.
Oh,
got to go prime rib, got to get some shrimp in there, maybe some crab legs.
Yeah. Well, this song has none of that, but what it does have is telling people to kind of hug the world during Christmas and do what you can if you have a little extra. So that's why I like that one.
Cool.
Number three on the list now is This Christmas by Donny Hathaway. It's like so jazzy and fun, and you really just...
Which one is this called?
This is...
Fire Away, Gelminator.
Hang all the mistletoe on
It's a little funky.
I'm not feeling this one. Oh, it's not bad.
It's kind of old school, actually.
Yeah, it's a little old school.
Donny Hathaway from quite a ways back.
Okay.
Yeah, he's... I don't know where he is now.
You pulled out a couple here that I didn't anticipate seeing.
Really?
Yeah.
Try to change it up a
Mix
little
it
bit.
Up?
Yeah. Lee, that was the best part.
Sorry, we have to move on.
Okay, moving on.
What are we at now, number two?
No,
Again, this is Violetta Podramatic's top five Christmas song playlist.
Yeah. So next up, this is a classic. Baby, It's Cold Outside. This is the newer version.
Yeah, the newer version's not that good. The older one's way better.
Yeah, this is with Michael Bublé and...
Michael Bublé?
Bublé.
The Bublés.
How do you say your name? Menzel. How did...
Idina Menzel.
I really can't stay.
Baby, it's cold outside.
I gotta go away.
Baby, it's cold outside.
This evening has been...
Hoping that you dropped
so
in.
Very nice.
I'll hold your hands. They're just like
so
mine.
So mother will start to worry.
What's your
if you really listen to those lyrics, it's a real creepy song.
That's what everyone says.
Yeah.
But I just feel like what's better on Christmas and when it's cold outside, which is another factor of Christmas time, the weather. I love the snow, but it's cold. And what's better than staying at home, cuddling, getting a fire going, having a couple drinks with a friend or something more.
And significant other.
There's nothing better. Nothing you want to do on Christmas time other than stay inside. And I'm kind of like a hermit at heart. So I enjoy being like, oh, it's kind of cold out. I can't go out.
It's a good excuse for you.
Yeah.
Okay.
So this is just, I mean, it's wonderful. I get how someone could think it's creepy and a little aggressive, but...
650 says, Michael Bublé's, I just threw up a little bit in my ears. Not a big fan.
Of the Bublé?
650's not feeling up. Go to number one.
Number one. Violetta
Podramatic's number one Christmas song. This is like your Christmas song primer as we enter hardcore Christmas season.
Just play the clip.
I don't know how you can hear this and not think of Home Alone.
I know. This is Brenda Lee, classic.
Jam.
Anyone else who does this just doesn't, it's not up to par. And yeah, like you said, it reminds me of Home Alone. This is like the ultimate Christmas party song in the background. If you remember the clip from Home Alone, he's making them dance when the robbers are looking in the house. He's got like cardboard people dancing.
Michael Jordan.
Oh, is that
the Michael Jordan cutout, and he's got it on top of the little train.
Really?
The train toy set. Yeah.
I don't remember that.
Have you ever heard of Michael Jordan? He's a pretty good basketball player, Violetta.
Yeah.
Played for the Bulls. No big
Number
deal.
Number 23.
There you go.
I had a jersey. But yeah, so those are my top five Christmas songs. I think they're like super fun and nostalgic and takes people to that time and place.
It's Violetta Podramatic's top five Christmas song playlist. Hope you enjoyed it. There's some jams on there.
Yeah.
I was a little surprised, a little caught off guard by a couple of them, but I thought overall a quality playlist from you, Violetta.
I tried to keep it upbeat. You know, I like those songs that can make you cry, too, but
yeah.
I kept those off the list.
A good mix of everything. There's your Christmas music primer from Violetta Podramatic.
The Drummer Boy's also good, Silent Night. I mean, all of them are really great.